proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session of Heart Sayings from the Bible. The opening verses of the sixth chapter of Genesis has created confusion among many people. The text read as follows, quote, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose." What did the author mean by the term sons of God? Some commentators believe that that expression is alluded to angels. Such commentators might point to passages such as those in the first two chapters of Job's. Texts referring to sons of God who, quote, "came to present themselves before the Lord," unquote. Since the scene in the early chapter of Job took place in heaven, a place where no human being could gain access at that time, such advocates equate the sons of God in Job with celestial entities, arguing, therefore, that the sons of God in Genesis chapter 6 were likewise angels. Those who term the sons of God as being representative of angels might also point to this passage in 2 Peter chapter 2, a text that believed seemingly confirmed their understanding. Quote, "God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment," unquote. The next verse in 2 Peter went on to describe the flood that God sent as his judgment upon the ungodly. Therefore, such commentators could claim that the angels that sinned in 2 Peter depicted the sons of God described in Genesis 6. However, there's a problem with that interpretation. The Bible did not teach that angels were capable of intermarrying with mortals. In the first chapter of Hebrews, the author of that epistle described angels as ministering spirits. Since a spirit does not possess a physical body, how could angelic entities take daughters of men to wife in Genesis 6, as the text says that the Son of God had done? Believing that fallen angels were capable of having sexual intercourse with human beings presents another difficulty. Fallen angels, or demons, have existed throughout human history. Whenever demons interacted with mortals, though, demons possessed them, as they did with the Gadarene demoniac described in the fifth chapter of Mark's Gospel. If the sons of God found in Genesis chapter 6 were, in fact, the angels that sinned, described in 2 Peter chapter 2. If the sons of God were angels that sinned, why did they choose to intermarry with mortal women, rather than take control of their bodies through demonic possession, as occurred at different times in the Bible? A more likely interpretation of the phrase sons of God connected these beings with the descendants of Seth. The third chapter of Luke described Adam himself as the son of God, demonstrating that human beings could also bear that title. It's unlikely that the sons of God mentioned in Genesis chapter 6 denoted fallen angels. In all probability, they depicted mortal men descending from the lineage of Seth, however, marrying women, the daughters of men, who came from the line of Cain. This seems the best way to explain this particular passage. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session of Hard Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.